Welcome back. This one is advanced, and it's all about mid-bass texture layering for that pirate radio energy in drum and bass. You know the feeling. The bass is forward, gritty, slightly unstable, like it's being blasted through some half-illegal transmitter at 2 a.m. but it still has modern weight and it still translates on a proper system. The big mindset shift today is this. We're not just adding more distortion. We're building a broadcast chain. Lots of small stages of saturation, compression, and band limiting stacked on purpose. If any single device is doing a ridiculous amount of punishment, it usually turns into fizzy chaos. So we'll spread the load. All right, let's set the session up so the bass behaves. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Make three groups. Drums, sub, and mid-bass. Keep your master clean for now. Put a limiter on only as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. No heavy mastering, because we need to hear what our layers are actually doing. And lock this concept in. The sub is its own lane. Pirate radio lives in the mids. If you let the mid-bass creep into sub territory, everything smears and you'll start fixing with compression and limiting, and it just gets worse. Now we build the stack. Start with the anchor. Create a MIDI track called MID Bass. Anchor. Load waveheatable. Oscillator 1. A saw. Oscillator 2. Square, or another saw, but drop it an octave and keep it lower in level. Keep it mono. One voice, unison off. We'll save width for the texture layers. For the filter, use something with character like MS2 or PRD. Set the cutoff roughly in the 180 to 400 Hz zone. Start around 250 Hz. Add drive, somewhere like 3 to 8. Give the filter envelope some bite. Envelope amount around 15 to 30. Decay maybe 200 to 400 milliseconds so it has that pluck and aggression without turning into a long, boomy note. Now the anchor effects. Put a saturator first. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. You're making a promise to the mix. Sub stays on the sub track. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400, maybe minus 2 dB. If it needs a little readability, a small lift around 1 to 2kHz can help, but keep it tasteful. Then a normal compressor, not hot. Ratio about 3:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This anchor is your translation layer. It's the part that should still tell the story of the riff when you listen in mono, when you listen quietly, and when you listen on small speakers. Quick coach note. Transient discipline matters. If your anchor doesn't have a clean edge at the front, it'll smear the kick and snare pocket even if you sidechain. If you feel like the note is arriving late, a sneaky fix is to add an envelope follower map to a utility gain boost, so the first 20 to 40 milliseconds pops forward and then settles back. Tiny move, massive clarity. Now we build the radio band layer. Duplicate the MIDI track and name it MID Bass. Radio. This layer is intentionally ugly, but controlled ugly. It's band limited. It's crushed. It's the broadcast shout. Start with auto filter in band pass mode. Set the frequency somewhere from 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Start around 1.4 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add drive, maybe 3 to 9. Then pedal for distortion. Use saturate or OD. Gain around 20 to 35. Adjust tone until it speaks. Usually slightly darker works better because bright distortion turns into painful 3K quickly. Add erosion. Wide noise mode. Frequency around 2 to 6KHz. Amount somewhere like 0.15 to 0.4. This is that gritty airless sand that makes it feel transmitted. Amp. Yes, on mid-bass. Try rock or bass. Keep the gain reasonable. A touch of presence can help it cut. Now do your EQ discipline, and this is a pro difference. EQ before and after distortion is how you get loud character without stabbing your ears. In this chain, we'll at least do a shaping EQ now. High pass around 300 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Real radio doesn't have hi-fi air. And if it's hurting, notch around 2.5 to 3.5 kHz. Then glue compressor. Fast attack, around 0.3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 4:1. Soft clip on. Aim for 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction. This is the broadcast clamp. It should feel urgent and pinned. Add a little movement. Use auto filters LFO amount subtly, like 5 to 12%. Rate on 1/8 or 1/16 synced. This isn't dubstep wobble. It's more like the tuning drifting slightly. Coach note here, Think in spectral rolls before you even start balancing levels. The anchor is usually note intelligibility, like 150 Hz to 1 kHz. The radio layer is mid-shout, like 900 Hz to 3 kHz. If both layers are speaking in the same band, you're going to fight forever. Separate their jobs. Next, the flutter layer. New MIDI track. Mid-bass, flutter. Load operator. Use a simple algorithm. One oscillator is fine. Two if you want subtle FM. OSC can be sine or a saw shape. Turn on OSC B as a sine, keep its level low, and bring up the FM just enough to add edge. You want unstable character, not metallic laser tones. Now the flutter effects. Add frequency shifter in ring mod mode. Fine around 10 to 40 Hz. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This adds that weird, cheap circuitry wobble. Add chorus ensemble, ensemble mode. Amount 10 to 25%, rate slow. Then auto pan. Amount 10 to 25%, rate 1/8 or 1/16, phase 180 degrees. Keep it subtle so mono doesn't collapse. Ekit, high pass 250 to 400, low pass 6 to 9 kHz. Then utility, width 60 to 90%. If your live version has bass mono, turn it on and set it around 200 Hz. This layer is not weight, this is movement and instability. If you can clearly hear it as a separate thing, it's probably too loud. Now routing and control. You can either group the tracks or do the cleaner workflow. Route each mid-bass layer into a MIDI bass bus audio track. That bus is where you make the layers feel like one system. On the mid-bass bus, start with a Q8. High pass around 100 to 130 Hz, gentle but firm. If it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 300. Then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on. Then multiband dynamics but gentle. Not the slam OTT until it shines move. You want maybe 1 to 3 dB of control, not 10 dB of hype. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack about 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not squash. Then a limiter just catching peaks. 1 to 2 dB max. At this point, make some macro style controls, even if you're just thinking in automation lanes. You want something like radio cutoff, radio crush, flutter amount, mid-presence, and global drive. And here's a huge advanced tip. Go mono first, then add controlled width. Keep the anchor strictly mono. If you want stereo excitement, do it in radio and flutter. And if you need even safer width, duplicate a texture layer. Make that duplicate extra wide, like utility width at 200%, and high-pass that duplicate to 500 to 800 Hz so the width never touches low mids. Now sidechain, like a grown-up DNB producer. Put a compressor on the MID bass bus key to the kick. Ratio 4:1. Attack 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Set the release to groove, not to a number. If the bass feels like it's sighing back in time with the roll, you're in the pocket. If the snare needs space, add a second compressor key to the snare. Lighter, maybe 1 to 2 dB. This interleaved sidechain timing is a big reason some rollers feel like the bass is ducking around the drums in a more handmade, pirate way instead of a uniform pump. Now, the secret sauce, resampling. This is where it goes from plugging clean to real character. Create a new audio track called MID Bass. Resample print. Set audio from to the MID bass bus. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars of your bass performance. Now stop thinking like a synth programmer and start thinking like an engineer with a dodgy broadcast chain. Process the audio. Try redux. Downsample 2 to 8. Bit reduction 0 to 4. Subtle. Dry slash wet 10 to 35%. Then do band pass automation sweeps with auto filter. Hit sections with heavier saturator drive, but only for moments. Add a gate to create choppy transmission cuts, like the signal is getting grabbed and released. Vinyl distortion can work too, very lightly. You're not trying to add vinyl crackle. You're trying to add the feeling of a stressed, imperfect path. Then slice that resample. Slice to new MIDI track, using transients or 1/8 notes. Now you can rearrange little slices for callouts, fills, and switches. Teacher tip. Make one call sign stab every 4 or 8 bars. Like the station ID. It's basically your riff, but narrower bandpass. Harder clamp, slightly louder for one beat. Save it, reuse it. It becomes a hook without writing a new melody. Now arrangement. Here's a clean 32-bar drop approach that works in Riedel DNB. Bars 1 to 8. Anchor dominant. Radio tucked low. Keep it tight and let the drums lead. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in flutter movement, open the radio band pass slightly. Don't raise volume first. Raise bandwidth or texture density first. That way your mix doesn't creep louder while still feeling like it escalates. Bar 17. Do a mid-drop switch. Mute the anchor for one beat, slam in a resample slice with extra distortion, and do a quick bandpass sweep down for that classic radio hit. Then bar 17 to 32, alternate phrases. Phrase is steady roll with anchor prominent. Phrase B is pirate texture with radio and resample more forward. You can take it further by thinking in three signal states across the drop. Cleanish, driven, and failing transmitter. Rotate every 8 bars. Failing transmitter can mean narrower bandpass, more gate chops, maybe a tiny pitch drop interrupt for an 8th note or a quarter note. Keep it short and band limited so it reads like signal failure, not like an EDM pitch dive. Let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the time wasters. First, letting the mid-bass fight the sub. If your mid layer has energy below about 120, your drop will smear. High pass the mids decisively. Second, over-widening low mids. Width below 200 can kill punch and mono compatibility. Third, too much multi-band hype. It'll sound exciting solo and exhausting in the mix. Fourth, harsh 2 to 4kHz buildup. Pirate radio is band limited and compressed, not ice-pick. Use notches, and don't be afraid to darken the radio layer a bit. Fifth, skipping resampling. Synth-only texture often screams plug-in clean. Printing and mangling is what gives you that real, lived-in transmission vibe. Here's a quick practice exercise. Give yourself 20 minutes. Build a 16-bar loop. Program a classic rolling pattern with offbeats and a couple syncopations. Make 3 layers. Anchor, radio, and a resample layer that you print and slice. In bars 9 to 16, automate the radio cutoff to open slightly. Add 1 1-beat broadcast choke using a gate or hard utility mute. Then export 2 versions, one with a radio layer at minus 12 dB and one at minus 6 dB. Compare which sits better with the drums. In a full mix, the cooler version often wins. Final recap. You start with a solid anchor, mono, controlled, readable. Then you add band-limited crushed layers for that pirate radio presence. Then movement layers for instability. You bus and control the stack with gentle glue and saturation, not brute force. You sidechain with intention, and you resample, so it stops sounding like a clean synth patch and starts sounding like a piece of audio that's been through a real chain. If you tell me what you're doing for sub, and what kind of drum pocket you're writing for steppers or two-step, I can suggest a tight crossover point and a starter MIDI pattern that locks with your kick and snare.